Oasis Audio presents The Amazing Mystery Show by Gertrude Chandler Warner. Read for you by Amy Lilly. Chapter 1, A Game of Codes and Clues.
Wow, cried six-year-old Benny. Look at all the skyscrapers down there.
The youngest Alden was staring out the window of the airplane.
Philadelphia's a big city.
12-year-old Jesse smiled at her little brother.
It won't be easy tracking down clues.
Henry laughed a little.
It wouldn't be nearly as fun if the mystery is too easy, he said.
At 14, Henry was the oldest of the Aldens.
We can do it, said Benny. We're good detectives, right, Violet?
Right,
10-year-old Violet said. Then, with a worried frown, she added,
I know it's a game of codes and clues, but we've never had cameras following us around before.
The four Alden children, Henry, Jesse, Violet, and Benny, were competing against another brother and sister team on The Amazing Mystery Show. Grandfather, who had business in the city, had come along too.
Hey, I can see a river down there,
said Benny, pointing. Grandfather nodded.
That's the Delaware River.
He was looking out the window, too, over Benny's shoulder.
I remember seeing a painting once, Henry said thoughtfully. It showed George Washington crossing the Delaware.
James Alden nodded.
Yes, that's a famous painting, Henry, he told his oldest grandson. Philadelphia is a modern city, but it's also a very old one. It goes all the way back to the Revolutionary War. In fact, he added, this is where they signed the Declaration of Independence in 1776.